talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. I'll tell you one of the most important stories right now, one of the most important bills that's come before the Congress right now, the infrastructure bill. I want to give you an update on where we are. And it's a complicated ballet. It's a complicated opera. Complicated opera. It's hard to see Chuck Schumer as a director of an opera. Okay. Speaking of opera, remember something. You may think you don't like opera, but remember this. Wagner's music is better than it sounds. Okay. That's all you need to know about opera. Now, let's talk about Chuck Schumer. So here's the deal. Joe Biden, master puppeteer behind the scenes, has managed to get something like 16 Republicans to get behind hard infrastructure. You knew that. Well, here is the deal. The Senate has rules that any senator, a single one, can hold something up. And it takes 60 votes to free it up. And Hagerty of Tennessee, and of course you have clowns like Randy Paul, right? Kentucky. You have clowns like Cruz and others who hold up anything. So these 16 Republicans held fast. They held fast. And they joined the 50 Democrats and independents who vote Democratic. And they got the 60 votes to stop the shenanigan. It looks like it will go to a vote today. Looks like it'll vote. Why did it take so long? Because they kept holding it up. Then you have to have a vote. Then you have to let people talk about the vote. And they get up on their hind legs and they pull on their suspenders. The 19th century, they would have taken a swig of bourbon, had a cigar, and then they shoot their mouth off. And that's what they did. But apparently we put it all to rest and it looks like it's coming to fruition, should be voted today. Very big deal. Very big deal. This is $1.2 trillion over 10 years. And this is going to rebuild the roads, highways, bridges, airports, water systems, the United States, and also really build a lot of rural broadband. This is the biggest modernization bill in a generation, several generations. It's a very, very important thing. Then it has to go to the House, and Nancy Pelosi has said that she won't advance it until the $3.5 trillion soft infrastructure bill, which has to do with child care, medical care, senior care, other things like that. Climate change, very, very important. Tuition and so on is taken care of. Republicans are resisting that. We're going to do that by budget reconciliation in the Senate, which means that we need 50 Democratic votes, all of them. Kamala Harris comes in and breaks the tie. Manchin and Sinema starting to sniff. They're starting to put their nostrils in the air to express displeasure at some things. This is going to take the master himself, Joe Biden, to come in and orchestrate this. But here's the deal. Here is the deal. Today, there should be a vote. They've already passed two of these attempted obstructions by Hagerty of Tennessee and other people to stop this thing. They prevented it. Something like 16 Republican votes. I think they got 17 in one case. You have to understand something. Why all these procedural votes? So that everybody can pretend they voted for or against it, depending on what benefits them. So Republicans will do things like they'll vote to advance the bill, then they'll vote against the bill. Then they'll go back home and they'll put on an ad saying, I voted to advance the bill. And people see TV, oh, good, well, he was for it. And then they can go around to Republican Party clubs and go, I was against the bill. I voted against it, finally. That's why John Kerry hurt himself that one time when he said, I was before it before I was against it. You say stuff like that. They all do it, but you say stuff like that and you diminish your credibility. And I was his co-chairman in his primary campaign. I like John Kerry. He would have been a great president. But so be it. So, but what's going to happen? Well, if Nancy Pelosi holds true, she's going to have to pass a $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill, or at least put that in front of the House, along with the 1.2 so-called hard infrastructure bill. Then are they going to get voted up or down, and are they going to get it in the House? The progressives all say they won't do either one unless both pass, I should say. There are some Democratic congressmen who are not going to vote for the full $3.5 trillion on the soft infrastructure. And there's going to be weaseling around. I think what ultimately is going to happen is that both of them will be put to a vote. The hard infrastructure bill will pass. And because the Senate will have already today voted for it, Biden will sign it in a nanosecond, quick. Money gets locked away, quick, can't be undone, quick, that's it. The fate of the $3.5 trillion, in my view, is going to get whittled down. I think that in the Senate, people like Sinema and people like Manchin are going to whittle it down. In the House, remember, we only have an 8-seat majority. In the House, some of the Democrats are going to say, oh, we should whittle this down and we should whittle that down, and everybody will fight, and there'll be tears and scratching and hair pulling and all that, and ultimately something will get passed. Then it'll go to the Senate. Then it'll go to the Senate. When it goes to the Senate, who knows what is going to happen. What it's going to require, this opera, is Biden and Pelosi able to convince the progressives to give them enough votes to pass the hard infrastructure along with the other. Some progressives will say, I've got to vote against it. And then they take them aside in a room and they go, okay, which ones of you have to vote against it to maintain credibility in your district? And a couple raise their hand. Okay, you have a pass, you can do it, but we need the other 4 or 5 of you. And they'll get up and they'll scream and yell. And that is what I think will happen. I think ultimately the hard infrastructure passes. The soft infrastructure may pass in some form, but it's not going to be $3.5 trillion. That's my reading of it right now. Now, here is a very somber note. I'm going to throw this out. Do you realize that all of this depends on the health of the 50 Democratic senators? Do you realize that? I love Bernie Sanders, but Bernie Sanders had a heart attack, remember, during the campaign last time, I believe in Nevada, after an event. If, God forbid, he becomes incapacitated and is not in the Senate anymore, the governor of Vermont appoints his replacement. Guess who that is? It's a Republican. It's a Republican. You understand that? It's a Republican. And if you take a look around, some other states, you do not want their governors appointing replacements for anybody. So the sooner this passes, the better. The sooner that the hard infrastructure bill gets through the House, gets Biden's signature on it, you got to put it in the bank. Because what a pity it would be if it lingers till October and November, and somehow, God forbid, the unthinkable occurs, and we only have 49 votes to 51. Kamala Harris doesn't come in to break anything. She doesn't come in to break anything. Fortunately, that Senate vote has already occurred, so that might not have as much effect. Although, you know what happens when the House and the Senate pass different versions of a bill? They have a reconciliation committee. They get together. So there are still some procedural votes. So let's get going, guys. How about getting going real quick? How about getting going like real quick? One little note, and this is what Manchin and Sinema are relying on in opposing the $3.5 trillion, is depending on how you phrase the poll question. In some polls, about 57% of people oppose spending $3.5 trillion on the soft infrastructure. Now, the way that's usually phrased in the polls is sneaky, very sneaky. These polls usually come from sort of right-wing organizations, but, you know, they'll slip in the word welfare, or they'll slip in, do you want to, you know, pay people's tuition, their medical care, blah, 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 blah. And so I don't take those polls to the bank, but I got to tell you, there is probably somewhat less support for the $3.5 trillion than the $1.2 trillion, okay? Soft in the heart. And the genius of leadership, which Biden has, I think Pelosi has, is to massage that, soothe the feelings, tickle them under the chin with a turkey feather, cinema, people like Manchin, people like the progressives, and say, look, guys, let's come together. Let's nail down the $1.2 trillion in hard infrastructure. Put millions of people to work. Get the trades all working. Good union-paying jobs. Good health care. Good, all everything. And on the other, let's fight and get everything we can. If we can't get $3.5 trillion, you get $3.1, you get that. If you get $2.5, you get that. Get going, because this is going to be the blueprint for the future of this country for the next generation, the next several generations. Going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.